My name is Brian Novoshelsky, and I am an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today, I am joined by Kurt Proctor, Innovation Center President with the National Community Pharmacists Association, otherwise known as the NCPA. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you, Brian. It's great to be with you.
So today, we're going to be discussing the Independent Community Pharmacy Consortium for Government Engagement, a newly formed public health initiative spearheaded by the NCPA's Innovation Center. So, Kurt, can you start by discussing what the consortium is and how it came to be?
Sure. We worked with a number of entities as we went through the COVID-19 pandemic, and lots of them worked with each other and helped each other as we went through it. If you go back to the beginning, we learned quickly that we needed to help make including independence easier for government entities. You know, they could call, you know, a chain and get, you know, whatever stores they have, but it's a different type of entity to engage the independent. So as the experience came out of that, we spent a lot of time educating the government about independence, how they're aggregated, how they contract, et cetera, as we got into the pandemic. And as we were winding down in the pandemic, we said, okay, we need to be even better prepared as we go forward to meet the needs of the public and independent community pharmacies, customers, and the communities that they serve. And therefore, we have to take yet another step forward in making it easy to do business with independents and easy for government entities to include independents in their response. I think the independent pharmacies really proved to many that they reach very important populations and that they're a very integral part of an overall response to a emergency situation. And in the pandemic, we don't know what the next response will need to be. You know, we started out the pandemic needing to contract, needing to figure out how we're going to engage. You know, the federal government was putting together the federal retail pharmacy partner program. They had contracts that were written for chains and they weren't written for independents or aggregators of independents. And so we had to kind of educate them about what that was like, what these entities are like and what it takes to engage them and what relationships exist between aggregators and independent pharmacies. And then we got over that hump, and we're doing the vaccinations. Then all of a sudden, we had free masks to distribute, and so it became not a contracting issue as much as it was a physical distribution issue. So we went beyond the partners that were in the federal partnership program, certainly included them, but then we got the six regional wholesalers involved in distributing the free masks and connected them with the strategic national stockpile and arranged for those sort of the pharmacies who are served by those six regional wholesalers to participate and to be able to reach their pharmacies and their pharmacies' customers. So it's an effort to make it easier to include independents, because that can be challenging. It can be challenging for those who don't understand how independents are organized and aggregated and, you know, who serves them for what functions, et cetera. We're meant to be a one-stop shop for engaging independents.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's great. Obviously, the pandemic is a big factor in kind of why this was all formed. So I guess aside from the pandemic that has since kind of come and gone, and just independent pharmacists continuously showing that their value within the community. But aside from those two things, is there another factor or event recently that kind of spurred the need for this consortium?
No, not, I don't think so. Not anything specific. Certainly we can go back in history to other pandemics, other responses, but it was really this one. It was, I tell you, one of the events that caught our attention quite strongly was, and it was at the beginning of the pandemic, is seeing just the big chains represented in the White House Rose Garden ceremony and saying, okay, how are, what are they doing? How are they not engaging independents in this? Because, certainly, especially with the populations that they, were most concerned about reaching, that's who are, our members at independent pharmacies serve to a great degree. It was that visualization from the Rose Garden that said, okay, along with the others who were represented there from the bigger big box chains, we need to make sure that we have a way for government entities to engage independents more easily in mass. And we learned a lot. Again, I know you asked about things other than the pandemic, but the entities that were involved in the federal partnership program, Federal Retail Pharmacy Partnership Program, cooperated with each other quite a bit in terms of sharing things and talking about, how are you handling this? How are you doing that? All for, the good of the country and the good of the patients that we're serving. And so I think it demonstrated that there were times and there were topics where it made sense to work together. And it made sense to put a common singular face on independence. We also learned that it's tough to get folks who don't deal with pharmacies all the time to understand independence and again, understand how they're aggregated. And there's such a big learning curve. I mean, folks that were had just incredibly large sets of responsibility, we would explain the same thing to them multiple times. And you can't necessarily expect them to remember it all. So, putting ourselves out there as the experts about how community pharmacies are organized, who they're affiliated with, how they're aggregated, so that the government doesn't have to try to understand that, because they never will, frankly, and just let them know that, here we are as the easy button again for independence.
It's kind of hard not to kind of mention COVID-19 and its impact and on learning experiences within healthcare, which is great because it can really push it forward. So with its focus on bolstering public health, would you say that there's a specific party that will benefit from this consortium? Would you say it's patients, community pharmacies, NCPA partners, or just public health initiatives as a whole?
First of all, we're not trying to replace anything that exists and that functions well today in terms of the relationship between pharmacies and the business partners they have and the folks who you can kind of think of them being aggregated by. But it's more to be there and to be ready when something happens and somebody needs to engage independents broadly, that we're the easy button for them to do that. At this point, we don't have specific initiatives of our own to undertake other than readiness and making sure that, if the call comes, that we are able to respond to it, that we're able to engage the right people. Again, depending on what the need is, whether it's a contracting or a distribution or dissemination of education and information, all of those things we can facilitate quite easily with a solid understanding of who the players are and how this marketplace works. But at this point, we don't have any proactive initiatives that we're planning to undertake.
Awesome. Definitely, it's being ready for the call whenever that can occur. And obviously, that can be portrayed in several different instances and events. So,
Right.
when that would happen or could happen in the future, how will the consortium ensure equitable participation of all pharmacies involved?
I think the opportunity is equitable for, now that we've got, we have all six PSAOs, I do expect that we'll have other players, other aggregators join the consortium and be part of the response we needed to build it and put it in place with a limited number of players, just for the logistics of discussing the agreements between each other and how, we have a memorandum of understanding in terms of how, how we'll function. And, with six companies involved with that initially, that was quite a few. to get all on the same page. Everybody has had a great attitude about it from the beginning, but you get six companies, legal counsel, and everybody else to pull something together. I wouldn't have wanted to try to do that with more than the six. But now that we're in place and we've got things of good documents, others can, feel free to join us. We've had, some good support for the consortium, and we're always looking for other folks who want to help make it a reality. Part of what we do proactively, frankly, getting a little bit back to your last question, is we've done some tabletop exercises, and we'll probably do more of those and engage with the others in the preparedness community to represent independent pharmacy in their mock preparedness, again, tabletop kind of exercises for how would we respond if XYZ happened? What would we do? What role could people play? So, from a preparedness and readiness perspective, it's very much proactive. And what we talk with all the entities of the government, the associations that represent state health departments, public health, immunization folks, all those. So we've been and had an ongoing dialogue with all of those, letting them know that we exist. And it's been, frankly, very rewarding to hear how much they value the independent pharmacies overall, but also the independent pharmacies and the populations that we reach. Nobody has said, "We're not interested in meeting with you or talking to you about it," or that kind of stuff. We've had a really good response to it, and they love the idea of having a single place they can go to engage pharmacies. So, if somebody in a health response position knew of a pharmacy, in their community, they wouldn't know how that pharmacy is aggregated and who how do they contract, how do they do things, what technology do they have, who is their distribution partner, that can get things to that pharmacy. And so that's what, we're bringing to the table, is that awareness, and so that all pharmacies can be engaged. And that's the thing about independence, right? They're all independent, and they'll make some of their own decisions about what they do and don't want to be involved with, what services they do and don't, want to offer. But by and large, the opportunity will be there for all of them.
Awesome. Well, I think this has been a great conversation, kind of touching on what it is and all the players involved and how NCPA really serves as the bridge between kind of all these players. It's really great to see for these public health initiatives. Kind of looking outside of pharmacy and NCPA, do you think that the formation of this consortium will encourage other areas of healthcare to focus more strongly on public health initiatives?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly hope so, and I mean, I think we have learned from others as well. As we got into conversations with the CDC and different, those folks told us about an initiative that exists between the labs and coordination of the labs. It's not exactly like what we're doing, but it helped inform us in terms of the type of agreements we could have in place and what we could do. So yeah, I while we've learned from others, I hope others will learn from us, and we certainly would stand ready to help anybody who was interested in doing so. So I hope so.
Awesome. Yeah. So just keeping that engagement, keeping those conversations open, definitely great
Yeah.
for
Yeah.
everyone. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join me today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.